KJCC Real Campus Radio, online at live365.com, keyword KJCC. This is Suzaku.
And this is Zutan.
And this is a very special limit break because later on today, we are going to have a very special guest with us from the game here, from the Legion of GameHeroes.com is going to be Handsome Tom in the studio later on today. But first...
Well, via Skype.
Via Skype.
But it will still be apparent that he's very handsome.
Of course, the sexy manliness known as Handsome Tom will be here later on. Anyway, I got something special going. I got some, a few. How was your spring break?
Mine was good. How was yours?
It was adequate. Had a few. It's a few things
it,
here. And
it
there.
Was one of those kind of spring breaks, huh?
No, it was an ordinary spring break, but with some minor achievements.
Well, of course.
For one, I have personal. For one, I have personally have completed Super Mario Brothers on the NES, so well, rejoice right there.
I mean, yet again, right?
Rejoice! I completed my first game.
You mean the first game you ever played?
Yeah, Super Mario Brothers.
I never got to complete it because it was on my friend's NES, so and then we moved, and I was like, oh god, I'm never going to finish it.
Well, it was more like a sheer stroke of luck because
right.
I wasn't going for a speed run or anything. I was just playing it and playing it.
And then, what do you know? You just beat it.
I had to go to GameFAQs.com to find the right path to Bowser, and then suddenly, boom! I got Princess Peach.
Nice.
I got some peach in my pants, but the other.
Okay.
The other achievement here is that I have spent countless nights trying to fix my NES, but in truth, you know what? I did. I fixed my NES thanks to the help of Kane Kusanagi.
Yay!
He has a show called 2-Bit Gaming where he features a subject during an episode, like say, for example, how to fix your NES or how to fix your audio problem on
or
your
how to
Sega
fix
Game
your group. Relationship.
No.
I mean, like with Ivy from Soul Calibur.
No. Not that. I'm serious, man.
I know.
I mean, like fixing the audio problem from your Sega Game Gear or featuring bad consoles like the Gamecom. So,
oh, of course.
Hats off to you, Kane Kusanagi of. G1's Kane Kusanagi of ScrewTech.com.
Yes.
Thank you. Anyway, and also, I also went down to Nickel City.
Yes, Nickel City.
One of the only remaining good...
arcades.
Arcades out there. Yeah, it's not as good as the Golfland over in Milpitas, because over there they have a myriad of... they have lots of good games, mostly recent. But the difference is, Nickel City is only a dollar.
Yeah.
I mean, a nickel.
So, why don't we put on some music from my favorite Nintendo game?
What would that be?
Super Smash Bros. Melee.
How about some Brawl?
Well, I prefer Melee's opening
Melee
theme.
Melee it is.
All right, here we go.
This is the
Limit Break.
No.
Oh, this is the opening theme to Super Smash Bros. Melee.
On
the Limit Break.
Exclusively,
yes,
exclusively
on KJCC 104.1 FM, Real Campus Radio.
You earned yourself a Melee.
Thank you.
And that was your daily dose of Melee. But I prefer a little bit of, you guessed it, Brawl. This is a double deuce of Smash Brothers, only on KJCC, Real Campus Radio.
Double deuce.
KJCC, Real Campus Radio. Live on the burp at live365.com, keyword KJCC. This is Suzaku.
This is Zutun.
And this is the Limit Break.
With burps included.
All right, so what's going on today is later on in the show, we're going to have the leader of the Legion of Game Heroes, thegameheroes.com, Handsome Tom.
Yes, he is so handsome, he's superior.
Yeah.
You know, the Wii's got some lasting appeal, the PS3's got some good titles, and Handsome Tom isn't a really sexy man.
It's like, he's like Ozymandias, you know, he's just so attractive that somehow he has superpowers because of it.
Oh, right.
And you're comfortable enough with your masculinity to call another man hot.
Anyway. Yeah, you know what, I am.
Anyway, all of us have reviews, so what do you got for us?
Well, mind if I start so that, because then we can correct it in your opinion with a more, honest-to-goodness review. I'm just going to review Titan Quest, which is a pretty old game, but you can still find it, and it's definitely worth picking up if you're looking for something to tide you over, for PC, of course, until Diablo 3 comes out. Basically, it's a lot like Diablo 2, but, like, to give you an idea of the differences, mainly it has to do with the fact that you start out with a choice of 8 different classes, and then once you've chosen your class, a few levels past that, you choose a secondary specialization, so that in essence there are, I don't remember the exact number, but there are a lot more classes than just that. The nice thing about it is it allows you to create a character who's extremely unique, and in my opinion, it's just so much fun. There's a lot of strategy involved. And, I really suggest that you try it out. But since it's old, although the graphics are great, I would say it gets about a 8.5 out of 10.
And, all right, so, and you?
Do you want to do it now, or do you want to wait
until
a little bit later?
You want to tease the fans, or do
you want to... I'll tease the fans. For listeners of my show on Wednesdays from 11 to 1, exclusively on KJCC, I got a review for just those guys, and maybe some more sports fans.
Because they want to be the guy.
Because to be the man, you got to beat the man, you know? You got to do it like that. I'll bring it up a little bit later today.
Be the man to beat the man?
If you're talking about what I think you're talking about, yes, we're all in for a treat.
All they got to do is they got to know their role, which is a part of the series.
And then we can leave that out.
Yeah, we can just have fun now.
All right, so anyway, I myself have, as I said before, earlier, a couple of minutes ago, I fixed my NES.
Nice.
It feels good to go back to old school. I've been missing out. That's what... Recently, I've been in a rut. You know, I wanted to play the current gen games, you know, like Assassin's Creed, Dead or Alive 4, Mass Effect, stuff like that, but it just never got to me.
Why is that?
Because even though they are good games, and Yahtzee tends to nitpick at the most good, at the flaws of the good games, but
which we will have to talk about pretty soon.
But I just feel more appealed to the old school, which is why I have an NES belt on me right now.
Yes, it's true. He's using the cord from an NES controller as a belt, and as the buckle, he's using the actual controller.
Captain N, the Game Master style, with the zapper sidearm.
And he's also wearing a belt anyway, so he looks quite dapper.
I have gone retro in honor of this special day with Handsome Tom, because he has a segment called Classic Gaming.
Yes, so we've got Dapper Matt.
Of course. And speaking of which, I think we should go with a classic. What do you think?
Well, a classic? So that would be, what do you think?
Chrono Trigger,
that's a good idea. Yeah, I like Chrono Trigger.
How about Battle 1 from Chrono Trigger?
For a guy that loves the action games and the first-person shooters and a lot of sports games, I actually started playing Chrono Trigger by my own conventional means at home. And I gotta say, this is not that bad.
Yeah, I'd say that I haven't even played it much, and I already know that it's just amazing from what I've seen. I really want to start playing more of it.
Well, now you can, because it's available on the DS, even though it's a 16-bit port of the... Well, it could have been on the GBA, but too little too late.
I mean, I don't have a DS or a GBA.
But you can get an Emu.
I can get an Emu.
They're available over in Hollister, but they're also available on the internet.
Yeah, or you can get an Emu from Australia, but those are illegal to have in the U.S.
Crikey. And that's why we have to go on the internet to look for Emus. Anyway, let's go into Frog's theme, because we like Frog's theme. Oh, yeah. Okay, so this is Frog's theme on The Limit Break on KJCC, Real Campus Radio. Online at live365.com, keyword KJCC. KJCC Real Campus Radio, online at live365.com, keyword KJCC. This is Suzaku.
And this is Zutan noticing that Suzaku is eating.
And Maverick.
And this is the Limit Break.
Also noticing that Suzaku is eating into the mic.
No, I'm not. I'm not.
Wow. Yet another burp here on the Limit Break, where nothing is sacred.
All right. Coming up later on in the show, we're going to have Handsome Tom of the Game Heroes.
And he will be most disturbed by how uncouth we are.
But first,
we can be uncouth as much as they can.
But first, here I'm gonna have you guys try the Suzaku challenge.
All right, yet another Suzaku challenge.
It is the.
It would appear to be an Apollo Justice Ace Attorney. All right, so. And I want to use the stylus for this one. Yeah.
Sure.
Now. You might want to give some commentary now.
So it's just talking about, like, perhaps it was the defendant's hand that held the third ace in question. It's like poker or something? Uh-oh.
Right now what's going on is Phoenix, it's six or seven years into the
future. I actually have two reviews then.
Okay.
Because yep. I have a DS game that I played during the weekend that's so perfect right now.
Does it involve monkey balls?
It involves the Suzaku challenge.
Oh, as you can see, the defendant also had two aces in his hand.
Anyway,
uh-oh.
What's going on is, it's 7 years, and Phoenix lost his badge. And now he has recruited his friend Christoph Gavin, a defense attorney, and his greenhorn, Apollo Justice, to claim his innocence.
Yes. Gotta love a greenhorn in Deadliest Catch season.
What happened was Phoenix was
gotta
charged...
Gotta love greenhorn innuendos at 9:27 in the morning.
Phoenix was... Objection!
Yes?
Sorry.
Phoenix was charged with murder of a card player named Shady Smith.
Why are all card players considered shady? I mean, this isn't the 1860s, guys.
Would it be better if he had a Japanese name?
I kind of fear the name to be said on the radio.
This is a bit of writing genius. Two aces in each player's hand does make four aces total, said the judge, completely stating the obvious.
Yes,
what?
The judge is...
Hardly proof of cheating.
Wait, hang on. Say that again. Two aces...
In each player's hand does make four aces total. And then Olga says, wait,
it makes
please.
A little bit of sense.
Where did Olga come from?
But what if there's aces on the table and you're playing Hold'em?
Where did this Olga woman come
They're
from?
They're playing with two decks, a red versus blue.
True. I have seen it. The fifth ace. Uh-oh. It's the Blair Witch.
The witness on the stand is Olga Orly.
There was
O-R-L-Y.
That's Olga Orly. That's definitely not... you know, suggestive in any way.
No, not at all, because it turns out she's a card-playing sneak.
That's just saying she's big bone.
No,
oh,
she...
Apollo thinks that's odd. She must be lying, yet she's the most sincere I've seen her all day.
The challenge is to go into the next testimony and try to find consistencies in her testimony. You only have 20% of your health up because I screwed up a few times.
Well, that's what happens.
So, oh my god, they only just said maybe we should look at the actual cards. Duh.
But seriously.
We need a Harvey Birdman sequel. That's the only lawyer game I'd play.
Payne says, irk.
Who knows? Maybe I'll bring it next week.
If you have it for DS.
I'll have it for the PSP and the PS2 and Wii.
You don't have a PSP.
But I have a PS2.
PS2 one has so many glitches in it. Dude, you can't get past the second case.
Whoa.
Literally, you cannot get past the second case.
So then I'll play it on the PSP.
You could get on. It'd be better to get it on PSP and anything else but PSP, but PS2, because I rented it from Gamefly.com. $9.95 for your first month.
That was $8.95.
$8.95 for your first month.
The judge is saying we have to either look at the victim's cards or the defendant's cards.
But
how do you know what card? Well, the crime scene photos.
If these
this game is based on trial and error. If you screw up, if you yell objection to the wrong statement or show evidence to the wrong statement, you're going to get penalized.
Right.
And that's what I ended up as.
But yeah, if for those Adult Swim viewers out there, I I love to watch Harvey Birdman. That is my favorite show on Adult Swim of all time. Well, besides the anime they got on there, like Bleach and Code Geass. But the Harvey Birdman game for PS2, I love the game. I think it's freaking hilarious. Kind of sucks that Stephen Colbert didn't provide the voice of Phil Ken 7. Promotion! but
dangly parts. It's still,
yeah. Dangly parts. But it's a good game if you get past it. Anything else, if you get it for anything else but PS2, you're good. But PS2 version, you literally cannot get through the second case.
The only thing about the difference between Harvey Birdman and Apollo Justice is that one talks, the other one reads.
And, that's true.
And if
it's all basically four episodes of Harvey Birdman rolled into one game. So.
Extra episodes.
Yeah.
Like an omaki.
But, again, Philkin 7, not played by Stephen Colbert.
It's such a travesty. It's like finding out that the two-parter pilot episode of The Menagerie was actually the first episode of Star Trek.
Okay.
Which isn't.
I don't know. I don't know what you're talking about.
No, neither do I.
I just solved it.
What about this? Get it ready?
It's on the right song.
Oh, what do I do?
Plug it in. Oh. Real quick. But, hey? Sorry about that little side conversation. Apparently, Zootin just solved the case.
No, he didn't.
And he's silent.
Ooh.
What's with the Wheel of Fortune theme?
Yeah, I know.
It's like
Wheel of Fortune mixed with Mortal Kombat.
Seriously.
No, that's announcing the... That's actually the Objection theme, which is actually quite catchy because it sounds like a techno beat.
It sounds like a techno game show.
Well,
welcome to Wheel of Morality.
Elvis lives inside of us.
Yeah, seriously.
In his music and in our hearts.
So, anyways, later on we're going to have an interview with Handsome Tom from GameHeroes.com.
And, okay, for right now I got to show off the announcements.
Oh, go right ahead.
Okay, right now there's an election going on. Who's going to be the Associated Student Body President?
Yes.
Vice President, Treasury, Finance.
Something else extremely important. The Middle Eastern Heritage...
Right in the middle of my announcement, too.
Sorry. Go ahead.
Right now, go out there and vote for your new AS president. Elections are going on right now, so get out there and vote.
And then once you have voted, go into the community room in Student Center Room 204 today at 10:45, and... His Excellency Dr. Hesham al-Nakib, Consul General of Egypt in San Francisco, will be talking about the United States and Egypt Cultural and Educational Program for the 9th Annual Middle Eastern Heritage Celebration. So definitely show up and take a look at that, because that's something that you probably won't see very often.
That's right. And you can catch that on Club Plug with your host Zootin Tuesdays at 11.
Yes, we'll be talking with...
Sammy Abraham?
Sammy Ibrahim from the Middle Eastern Heritage Group.
Sorry.
No, it's all right.
I get my I's and A's mixed up.
That's no worries. Oh, we've got Maverick now.
But again, this week, as Suzak was mentioning before he was interrupted, AS elections are this week. Get out there and vote for your new ASB members. Of course, four positions are still up for grabs. Student trustees, what else? ASB president, ASB vice president.
Director of finance, activity.
Director of finance and director of activities. So check that out. It's going to be held in the Student Center. And it closes this, Thursday?
I believe so, yes.
So definitely. But now...
And there's also Kinder Kaminata on the 23rd.
That's true. But... That's neither here nor there.
That's for another
week. Listen to KJCC 104.1 FM Real Campus Radio, online at live365.com, keyword KJCC, and you're listening to The Limb Break.
And this is? What's the song?
Oh, this is for my review.
Oh, okay.
Go ahead and play this in the background for my review.
Okay, so I'll turn that down.
And
go.
Okay. Is this right?
Don't question.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay. So basically, I've bought a new game. It's been a while since I bought a new game. I bought WWE SmackDown vs. Raw 2009 for the Xbox 360. And if anyone has played 2008 and wasn't quite impressed with it last year, this year's installment is pretty good. It's not the best as far as game quality-wise. Not as good as Legends of WrestleMania, which just came out last Thursday. Actually, no, last Tuesday, sorry. They feature over, I'd say, 50 wrestlers from each, all three brands. And they also have a nice little storyline area, too. They have the thing called Road to WrestleMania, where you could take on, you could play as Triple H, Triple H, The Undertaker, Chris Jericho, Batista and Rey Mysterio as a tag team for co-op, and Ring of Honor specialist CM Punk for ECW in a Road to WrestleMania, which takes place between the month of January for Raw and Royal Rumble, and all the way through No Way Out and into WrestleMania 24. So it's pretty good. Control wise, it takes some getting used to if you haven't played the game in a while. If you're used to playing the old PS2 titles, this game takes a little bit of getting used to for the grappling system, since it's a new grappling system anyway. Still relatively new. You have a lot more creative options now. And also, you could take the entire roster from SmackDown vs. Raw 09, put them into Legends of WrestleMania, and you can have great big matches like, say, John Cena versus Hulk Hogan, or Chris Jericho versus Jake the Snake Roberts, things like that. A little bit larger than life thing. Not only that, but you could also bring your created wrestlers into Legends of WrestleMania from SmackDown vs. Raw 09. Final score for this one is going to be a good 8 out of 10. It's a very good game. Still some glitches going on there, but it's still a pretty good game to me. That's WWE SmackDown vs. Raw 2009 for Xbox 360, PlayStation 3, and PSP and Nintendo DS. Yes, a SmackDown game on Nintendo DS.
Because you always gotta have a taste for everything.
Nothing says good wrestling like using a pen on a screen.
Or using Wiimotes.
Hey, it worked for Ninja Gaiden.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, yeah, that was a great game,
too. That was an excellent game.
And Guitar Hero.
Yeah, I preferred it in the other one.
Anyway, let's go into some...
Oh, can I play some?
If I can get this going, if I can, let's see here. That works fine.
Did it end?
Oh. Here we go.
Get that on. What do you have for us, Zutun?
Well, let's listen.
Hey, Jaconan?
Fable theme.
How long?
Oh, it's like 3.5 minutes.
Okay. This is KJCC, Real Campus Radio, online at live365.com. Keyword KJCC. Keep it locked. Thank you.
This is The Limit Break on KJCC 104.1 FM, Real Campus Radio. Online at live365.com, keyword KJCC. This is Zootone.
And this is Suzaku playing with my Branston Pickle. Delicious.
And Maverick.
I wish he wasn't playing with his Branston Pickle. The smell is horrible.
It's delicious. Sorry. Yes. But seriously, though. I discovered this delicious dish from Yahtzee of Zero Punctuation, part of the Escapist magazine. Yeah, it smells like crud, but it's really delicious.
Anyway.
To you, Yahtzee, cheers. Anyway. What? Later on today, maybe soon, we're going to have Handsome Tom of the Game Heroes. Just want to make sure you guys keep it locked here on 104.1 KJCC, Real Campus Radio. Right now, we're going to go into some black mages, because we always got to have some black mages in our lives.
Yes, they are the best mages. They are the black mages.
This is Cloud of Darkness. Kurayami no Kumo. Yeah, I almost had it. Anyway.
Oh, let's play it.
Keep it locked. KJCC, Real Campus Radio, online at live365.com, keyword KJCC. This is Suzaku.
This is Zutun, and I don't play Oblivion anymore.
And Maverick, and Zutun's a liar.
And this is the Limit Break. Then this is the distant world from Final Fantasy XI, made by the Black Mages.
How distant?
Real quick, I have a DS review for you real fast. Okay. I don't want to wait till Wednesday.
Okay, so whip out your DS and start playing.
Actually, I got to play it on my nephew's DS because he has it. I got to play Professor Layton in the Curious Village.
You did?
Yes, yeah. I did.
All right.
And I got to tell you, it had the different puzzles have like a random curve to it. It goes from like really simple stuff to stuff that would confuse like professors here at the college. Honestly, and I'm telling you, and I'll give you a pure example that'll make your head spin. It's been made my mind spin for an hour, and I still remember it clearly.
Okay.
One question goes, you got a jar with one germ in it. After a minute, it goes into two germs. Going at that rate by doubling every minute, well, it doesn't really say doubling every minute, but 2 goes to 4, 4 goes to 8. At that rate, it will fill up the jar in 1 hour.
Yeah.
So what would happen if you started, how long would it take to fill up the jar with 2 germs?
It'd be twice the amount of germs in the jar if it took an hour.
If it was starting at 2, then you would have to do it
4, 8.
Well, first you have to think of it as bits, right? You start out with 1 bit, then you go to 2 bits, etc.
Right.
And so you have a total of 60 bits. Well, how much is 60 bits? And if you were to divide it by 2, how much would that be?
So you're saying 30 minutes.
Potentially. It depends.
You know what?
So double
it's
that?
Possible.
You know what?
What?
You're wrong.
I didn't say it was 30 minutes,
because I haven't played the game yet.
I believe the answer to
no. Wouldn't it be 59 though?
Yeah, it would. You got it. That's pretty good.
Wouldn't it be 40?
It would be 59 because you're starting at where it was after the first.
Exactly,
minute.
Exactly. Because 1 goes to 2, and exactly, it's process of elimination, trial and error, and it's something to be good. I give the game a full 10 out of 10. It's a very good game. Pick it up.
I'm definitely gonna get it then.
This is the first DS game I've gave a full 10 out of 10 to.
Wow.
And check it out. Professor Layton and the Curious Village, only for the DS. Perfect for the styles. Perfect for the kids. Get it for the kids. Let them think about it. I mean, it's a good brain teaser. It's a good educational thing. It's great.
Show them Myst.
Even better.
Show Myst.
No way. That's killer.
Myst is the best.
The Myst is a good game, but not for the kids.
That's true. Not for the kids. It's all that stuff.
Give them Brain Age and Big Brain Academy first before you give them Myst.
Brain Age and Big Brain Academy?
Ew, gross. I'm not into that.
Why not?
Because it's a bunch of pop culture slosh.
No, it isn't.
It's not.
It's not true.
I call crud on that because Big Brain Academy is basically a bunch of brain teasers. Then you pick pictures and you match the pictures with which.
And Big Brain Academy is basically a brain study of your own brain and how smart you are and how smart you can be.
You smarter than a fifth grader except in Japanese?
Only you're actually exercising your head. And you're actually getting headaches.
And you don't need.
You're getting self-induced headaches. Those games,
see,
I swear.
That's what I get from like playing Uru or from playing games like that.
And brain.
That's because you're sitting too close to the computer screen.
No,
BS.
Are actually challenging.
Shenanigans on that one.
You use the hints, don't you?
Shenanigans on that one.
And there's also Brain Age as well, where you show off how old your brain is based on its age compared to your regular age. Mine is actually 19, which is good enough for me.
I haven't really played it in a long time, so I forgot. I forgot what my brain age was last time I played.
I haven't played it in a year and a half, but it's still 19, I call it.
I don't remember what mine was. All I know is that I didn't really believe it, because, like, it's completely made
you
up.
You just gotta go into it and see how far you could get, because it's definitely something to check out, you know. But anyways,
We're gonna go into some Katamari while we go into part 2. Coming up next is Handsome Tom of the Game Heroes, only on KJCC. Oh, by the way, one more thing.
59 minutes.
Okay. Yeah. Because the answer to everything is 59, according to the Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy.
No, it's 42.
But isn't that the answer to that question?
Okay. Let's move on.
This is from Katamari Damacy. Keep it locked. But wait!
42.
No, there's a concert called Distant Worlds, music from Final Fantasy.
Okay.
Hey, let me announce it. Distant Worlds, music from Final Fantasy. Look for it. Part of play. You play the game, now listen to the game. Keep it locked.